Okay, so the topic of Amunah is something which figures in very importantly in Parshas Korach, even if you don't necessarily see it at the surface. We'll talk about how this actually relates very, very closely to the Animamins. We discussed the other day, I think Shabbos, we're talking about familiarity with the Animamins, and we'll see a few of them here as they're expressed in the conversations that ensue between Moshe Rabbeinu, Korach, Dasan, and Aviram. And specifically, I want to focus on Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chav Ches. Moshe Rabbeinu is responding to the Tainas of Korach. And he says, "Vayomer Moshe bezos tidun ki Hashem shlachani laasos is kol ha-maasim ha-ela ki lo milibi." Right before the ground opens up, and swallows up Korach, Chol Adaso, Dasan, Aviram, and apart from the 250 who were killed by the fire after bringing the Ketores, unauthorized Ketores. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in the context of introducing that punishment that's about to take place, he says, "Bezos tidun." Through the ensuing events, you will know that Hashem was the one who sent me to do all the things that I'm doing. And it didn't come from my own heart. I didn't make this up on my own. Right? Now, the Mepharshim are bothered by the fact that that pasuk seems to be a little bit redundant. Right? If you say that Hashem sent you to do it, you don't need to add the fact afterwards that I didn't do it out of my own volition. From my own heart, because he already told us that Hashem did it. So that's question number one. Question number two requires us to take a look at the eighth ikar, the eighth principle of the 13 principles. Let's just get the background. Okay, the eighth principle is Torah min haShemayim. Okay, ani mamin bemunah shleima shekol haTorah haMetzuya atav yadenu. I believe with complete faith that the entire Torah that is in our hands right now. He, Hanasunu Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashem, is the one, the very same Torah, that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Okay? That's the way it appears in the Siddur. I assume some of you are familiar with the fact that Yigdal, although it was composed much later, Yigdal, right, is a poem, basically, which was composed to sort of summarize each one of the 13 principles. So where does this come up within Yigdal? Toras Emes Nasan La'amo Keil. Hashem gave a Toras Emes to his nation. Al Yad Nevio, through his Navi, namely Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, that's number eight. The other one we're going to look at tonight is number seven, which I'll read to you also just quickly, and then we'll talk about it a little more in a moment. The number seven is Ani Mamim Bemunah Shleima Shenevuas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Amitas. I believe the complete faith that the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is absolutely true. Pishuhu Haya Ovla Neviim LaKodman LaFanav LaBam Achram, and he is the Av to all Neviim. Whether those who came before him, those who came afterwards. Now, obviously, when the Rambam uses that term, and he does use the term of Av, he doesn't mean the father, right? Because there were Nevi'im that came before Aaron. It doesn't mean that they received their koach of Nevuah from Moshe Rabbeinu in any way. The simple explanation in this context means the Av of Nevi'im, that he had the greatest milas, meaning it was his Nevuah, which was on a higher level than any other Navi's Nevuah, and we'll talk about a few specific examples that are outlined as to how that Mila expressed itself. Where exactly was Moshe Rabbeinu above the other Nevi'im? Although, parenthetically, it's interesting, there's a Shita Megubetzis in Bava Kama Daf Beis. If you look through Shas, when the Gemara wants to quote something from Tanakh, okay, or we want to refer to a mitzvah that seems to appear in Tanakh. Can anyone think of a mitzvah that seems to appear in Tanakh? I mean, Nach, I should say Nach. Sorry, Onik Shabbos, good. Sachas Yom Shabbos Kacho is the commandment of Shabbos in the Torah. In Yeshaya, Perek Nun Ches, if I'm not mistaken, so we find the mitzvahs of Kavod Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, right? Now, the Rav understood that those are subsumed in Sachas Yom Shabbos Kacho in a certain sense, based on the way he understood the Rambam, but that is what we call a mitzvah. How would you finish that sentence? A mitzvah, not midaraisa, not midivrei Kabbalah. It's a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. So the question is, why are the Nevi'im referred to as, or why are their words referred to as divrei Kabbalah? Anyone want to take a stab at this one? The two pshatim, one of them is more relevant to us.
Because the Nevi'im were the ones who
received the word. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu also got his.
They were accepted as Nevi'im and not like false prophets.
Interesting. Devar Kabbalah, you're saying, refers to the acceptance of the Nevi'im. Interesting. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch brings two explanations. First explanation is that Kabbalah is from Lashon Kovel. You know what Kovel means? Kovel means like to complain or to protest. And that's what the Nevi'im did. They spent a lot of time telling everybody that what they were doing was wrong. One of the jobs of the Nevi'im was to... They gave the Musar Shmuzim. Yeah? They were telling all the people how to get back on the right track. And unfortunately, they weren't always successful. Sometimes they were, sometimes they weren't. But the second shot is that Divrei Kabbalah, because everyone's Nevuah was originally received by Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, which is kind of surprising. Now, it wasn't delivered to Klal Yisrael by any means until a much later period of time, when it was actually relevant, when those Nevi'im actually conveyed it to the people. But some say Divrei Kabbalah because there already was a Kabbalah of those Nevuah, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, but file that on the side for the moment.
Any place where the Nevi was mitzvah to Israel, to Klal Israel is called Kabbalah.
Okay, yeah, good. Good. Tennis. Correct. Okay, so look at the sheets you have in front of you. And just what happens is that the Rambam, although you guys know where the main body of literature that the Rambam gave us regarding the Ikari and Muna, where is that found? Oh, you're going to say Mordebuchim? No. The original composition that the Rambam put together on this topic is in the Hagdamah. Yeah, the Hagdamah of Perek Chelek. Perek Chelek is the final chapter, the second to last chapter in Pesach Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba. And then it talks about all the people who don't have a Chelek in Olam Haba. Right? And the people who don't have a Chelek in Olam Haba are the people who are Kofrim. People who are Apikoros. In some way, they rejected one of the fundamental principles of faith. And in the when the Rambam outlines the introduction to that parak, so he also outlines what the 13 principles of faith are.
Is it separate sefer or is it?
It has been printed separately, but if you open up his commentary on the Mishnayos in Sanhedrin, that's where it is. Okay, right, that's where it was originally printed.
Is it part of his parashah Mishnah?
Yes, yep. It is. But it was also printed separately. So sometimes if you see a book says...
Did he write it
when he... Yes, when he wrote it, it was incorporated into his Pirush Shel Mishnah. That's correct. Okay. However, he also put a lot of those details in Hilchos Yisori HaTorah, which is in Mada, as you said, Liam, and in two chapters, one after another, Perek Zayin, Perek Ches. Let's take a look first at Perek Ches. Okay? Perek Ches, very appropriately, is going to cover the eighth Ikar, which we said is Torah Menashmaim. Zak the Rambam, Halacha Aleph. These are very Gishmak Halacha. Pay attention, please. Moshe Rabbeinu lo aminu bo Yisrael mepnei ha'osel sha'asa. The Jewish people did not believe Moshe Rabbeinu because of miracles that he performed. Shehamamin al pi ha'osel yesh b'libo dofi. Right? Let's say I would tell you that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was a real reliable source of Nevuah, of mitzvahs, of Torah, because after all the miracles he did, he split the sea, he brought the Esther Makos. The Rambam says, no, you don't work with osos over here. Why? Because an os, a sign, a miracle that a person performs, is always subject to questioning. She esher she yasa os balad v'kishuv. Maybe he did it with kishuv, with black magic. El kol osos she'asa Moshe b'midbar l'fitzoch ha'asam. Every single one of the many, many miracles that were performed at the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu were all performed as necessary, correct. Because they were meant to accomplish something specific. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Chukas makes a copper snake. Why does he make a copper snake?
That's after they complained.
People were complaining and they got bit by snakes. Yeah. So Hashem said, make yourself a copper snake, put it on top of a tall pole, and when people look up to the snake, they will become healed. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Is that some sort of magic? The Gemara says, no, it wasn't the snake, it was the fact that they would look up to Shemaim, similar to what the Mishnah also says in Rosh Hashanah about Moshe Rabbeinu picking up his hands, right? When you pick up his hands in Melchamas HaMalek, Parshas B'Shalach, not a summer Parsha, so then they would win the war. Frek the Mishnah, what do you mean? Just because Moshe Rabbeinu picks up his hands and magically win a war. No, when they would see him davening like that on top of the mountain, they would also focus their thoughts on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how they won the war. Okay? So that was an example of an amazing thing Moshe Rabbeinu did, but the purpose was because people were getting bit by snakes and had to stop. Okay? Lo Lavi Rael Nevuah, was that miracle intended to bring proof to Moshe Rabbeinu's credibility as an oven? Of course not. And then he gives a few examples. Hayitzarach Lashkias HaMitzrim, Karaseyam Betzilim Socho, the Mitzrim had to be drowned, so therefore he split the sea, and then left the Mitzrim in there to die. So Rachnu L'mazon, Horid Lanu Saman. Okay, we needed money. We needed food in the midbar. So therefore, he brought down the man. Tzamu, they were thirsty. Bakal Hemesa Evan. So he brought the water from the rock. Kafurbo Adas Korach Balos and Aretz. Korach rejected Moshe Rabbeinu, so he was swallowed up by the ground. V'chein Shakol also has all these different examples, right? B'mehi Minu Bo B'mayim Har Sinai. But there's one exception, which really was the source of Amuna, which wasn't just a miracle on an as-need basis, but Maimon Har Sinai was the source of all Amuna. She'einenu ra'u v'lozar, because the people were there. And the Ram says, our eyes, not just the people who were there witnessed it, but we witnessed it. The aznenu sham v'lo acher, and we heard what went on there wasn't just hearsay, we heard it firsthand. Right, this, I think, is probably referring to what the Kuzari says. You know what the Kuzari's proof for the validity of Yiddishkeit is?
This is a majority. Good. Majority Jews.
Every other religion in history has tried to convince the people to follow whatever it is that the leader of that religion was trying to preach, with the introduction that, oh, last night I had a dream. Okay. I had a dream, and therefore you should listen to what I said because God came and spoke to me. So maybe, but maybe not. There's no way to prove that. Religion, the religion of Judaism, is the only religion that claims that Hashem actually spoke to everybody and came down while you were there and I was there, everyone was there, and we saw each other being there also. So you don't really have any room for doubt because it was self-corroborating.
What about Islam?
Islam, same thing. Muhammad had some sort of vision of whatever he saw, but it wasn't like everyone had it, right? So it doesn't have the same credibility. So the Rambam says, we all experienced Maimon Har Sinai, Vakolos, Valapidim, the sound and light show, the thunder and lightning and fire, Vunigash al Rafael, and people witnessed Moshe Rabbeinu walking in to a thick cloud of smoke, Vakol Medaber Elov, and the booming voices speaking to him, Vanu Shomim, and we heard. I love how the Rambam is talking so personally, right? Anu Shomim, Moshe, Moshe, Lechem Orlem Kach V'Kach. They heard the voice of Hashem saying, Moshe, go and tell the people such and such. V'chenu Omer, Panim B'Panim, Dibra Hashem Imachem. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu recounts Maimon Har Sinai by saying, you were there face to face. Hashem spoke to you. V'nemar, Lo Asav Seinu Kars Hashem Es Bris Azos. Moshe Rabbeinu also says that it wasn't just a bris, a covenant that was established with our forefathers, but it was with you. You were there. How do I prove what I'm telling you right now? How do I prove what I'm telling you right now? That Maimon Har Sinai was the proof for the Nebuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, unlike all the other osos, the other miracles that were for some necessity that arose. How do I know that? Shehi emesrim bodofi shenemar hine anochi ba'elecha ba'av ha'anan ba'avor yishma ha'am b'dabri imach. Hashem mamish says to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is going to be the plan. I am going to come close to you through the smoke, through the cloud, in order that Klal Yisrael should hear that I am speaking to you b'gam b'chal yamin li'olam. And forever and ever, there will be a moon in Klal Yisrael based on that experience. B'chal, shekolim dover zeh lo aminu bo namanus. What do you see? That before that experience, what was the nature of Klal Yisrael's relationship with Moshe Rabbeinu's credibility as a Navi? Was still subject to being questioned. Right? Even though we say, right, by Shir Sayam, by Aminu Bashem Moshe Abdo, but that was still something which could be second-guessed. And there could always be that claim, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu split the sea and killed all the Egyptians with some sort of fancy magic, some sort of trick. Only once I get to Maimon Har Sinai, so then it was a different story.
Does the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo disagree with this? And
no. No, excellent question. We'll talk about that later. Okay? Good question. So now, here's the issue, we'll say. When the Ramban in Pirsha Mishnayos talks about this Ikar HaEmunah of Torah Misinai, right? And the credibility of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nebuah, which in a certain sense are one and the same, right? Because what we're saying right now is that we believe that Torah was given in Har Sinai and Moshe Rabbeinu got it and gave it to us. Okay? We'll see that relationship a little more as we go. But the Rambam says as follows. Zesh anu osam hayom, mitabnes hasukkah, v'lulav, v'shofar, tefillin, z'lossam. Anything we do nowadays, what a sukkah looks like, what a lulav looks like, shofar, tefillin, etc. Hu ba'atzma tabnes asher amar Hashem Yisbarach Moshe. That's the same cheftah shel mitzvah, you don't have it in front of you, sorry, I'm reading to you, as was described by Hashem to Moshe. V'hu amar lanu, v'hu neman b'shlichuso. And Moshe Rabbeinu passed it on to us. And Moshe Rabbeinu is believed to be the shliach of Hashem. The hamaymer hamora al yisod hazeh, and the statement in the Torah, because the Rambam says in Pirshim Mishnayis, I'm going to prove to you that all of the Kari Amunah somehow are expressed explicitly in the Torah. How can I prove that? Pasuk says, "Vayomer Moshe bezos teidun ki Hashem shlachani lasos kol hamasim ha'ela kilo milavi." Where is that pasuk from? Parshas Korach, right? So, the Rambam says that the way we know Moshe Rabbeinu's credibility and the credibility of Torah is through that pasuk in Korach. We said before that the way we know that the Torah we were given, right, was through Moshe Rabbeinu, should be viewed as such from the pasukim that talk about that Hashem gave that nemunas to Moshe Rabbeinu through the experience of Har Sinai. So what really is the basis for the nemunas of Moshe Rabbeinu? Is it the story of Korach? It's very hard to accept that, because in the list that the Rambam gave of all the miracles that were not to prove the credibility of Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the miracles he said is not to prove the credibility of Moshe Rabbeinu was all of Korach's chevra being swallowed by the ground. And moreover, in Hilchos Sotah Torah, so he says that it was the experience of Har Sinai that gave that credibility to Moshe Rabbeinu. So which one was it? That's the shaila. Okay? So
that pasuk could go over again. That pasuk is the source for what?
Which one? The pasuk by Korach?
Yeah.
The Rambam says, how do I know Torah min Shamayim? How do I know that everything in the Torah that we observe nowadays is what was given to Moshe and passed on to us? By Yomer Moshe b'zos teidun ki Hashem shlachani la'sos kol ma'asim ha'ela kilo milibi. When Moshe Rabbeinu says to Korach, whatever happens in a moment is going to be the proof to you that everything that I have passed on to you is the result of what I was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sent to convey to you as well. Okay? So, we're going to finish tomorrow night, but give me just 5 more minutes to share one idea over here. The Brisker Rav explained, getting back to our original question, what's the Kefil HaLashon? Why is it that Korach on the one hand says, Hashem sent me? I'm sorry, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Korach, Hashem sent me, and he also adds, I didn't make this stuff up. So that's the same thing. Hashem sent you, and of course you didn't make it up because Hashem sent you. So he explains as follows. Why does it have to be repeated? So number 7 of the Kari Amuna is to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Av of all Nevi'im, and number 8 is Torah Min HaShemayim. Mevor, the Brisker Rav, no? The Maral Dissim was the Rav of Brisk at a time, but decades before the Brisker Rav, the one we refer to as the Brisker Rav is Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik. So he says, Mevor Bezeh, Ki Bezo Ikarim, Etzem Duas HaShem Moshe, Shat Torah Shebedein HaNim Shem Moshe Menevuah. Number one, right, they're connected, as we said. Number one, the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate truth. Number two, that the Torah that we have right now is the one that was given to Moshe. And it's clear now that Korach was really rejecting both of those. Korach was trying to say, number one, you Moshe Rabbeinu, you didn't really hear it all from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because what does he say? He says, Madua tisnasu al kal Hashem. Right? Implying that you shouldn't really be the one to be in charge. Maybe someone else deserves to be in charge, Moshe Rabbeinu. And he's also coming to be kofir on the truth of Torah, because what does he say? How did Korach try to disprove Moshe Rabbeinu's authority? He had the whole business with the talus we spoke about the other day, right?
Yeah.
And he said, if you have 8 white strings and you have one of them, you turn it blue, then that potters all the other tzitzis. But if I have a whole bag of that's tcheles, so you're going to tell me, Moshe Rabbeinu, that I have to have still a string of tcheles, right? So he basically made fun of Moshe Rabbeinu's account of what the Torah demands. And by doing so, you're rejecting the fact that the Torah that was given to us was the Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah? For both sides. So what did Korach do? Korach did 2 things wrong. He rejected 2 principles of faith. Number one, he rejected Moshe Rabbeinu's authority as the chief of the Nevi'im and said, you don't need to be in charge, I need to be in charge, A. And B, even the lessons that Moshe Rabbeinu claimed to have brought down from Har Sinai as part of the Torah, Korach said, you made that up, and it doesn't make any sense. So, therefore, Korach really was arguing on 2 of the Yisodei HaAmunah. So comes along Moshe Rabbeinu in response, and he says, "Bizos teidun ki Hashem shalchani aleichem." Right? What does that imply? Which one of the Karim is that going on? That first half of the statement is not redundant. It's not 2 of the same. That part of the statement is saying, "Ki Hashem shalchani lasos is called ma'isim ha'ele," meaning that yes, I was appointed to be the Adon HaNeviim, and ki lo mi libi, the laws that I taught you were not laws that I made up myself. They are the very same laws that were given to me by Hashem in the first place. It's only 2. Okay? So the necessity of that double phrase by Moshe Rabbeinu is to address the 2 Ikar Emuna that Moshe Rabbeinu had to counter Korach's tainas against. And finally, this will close for tonight. What else do we know about Korach post facto? There's a Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Daled, that one of the Amoraim was traveling through the desert, and his wandering Arab tour guide said, "You want to see where the earth opened up, swallowed up Korach? You want me to take you there?" Says, okay, so he takes him there, and he tells him, "Put your ear to the ground, and you'll hear the sons of Korach who were saved. They didn't sink all the way down to Gehenna. They were saved on some ledge beneath the ground, and you'll hear them singing the praises of Moshe, of Hashem, etc." What do you know? What you hear them saying? The song. What's that? No? Classic Chanan answer. Moshe emes v'sarasu emes. That's what the Gemara says. You hear him saying Moshe emes v'sarasu emes. So it's beautiful. Moshe emes to say that, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Navi, and the claim of Korach and his chevra that we should have a different leader, that was wrong. The Sorasu Emes, this is exactly the Torah that was conveyed by to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, given over to us as well. Okay? So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu responds as he does to Adas Korach. Ad Kan for tonight. Have a good night.